When you were asked to resign, you told the administration to listen to your entire speech on the video, but they wouldn't listen to it. In a CNN interview later on, you told the moderator that they didn't listen to your side of the story because they were too scared of Fox News and the Tea Party. And your story is very similar in this case to Van Jones' story, to the story of defunded Acorn. So what kind of message does it send when the government listens more to the conservative media and is trying to please them than to their own officials?
Right. That's certainly not the right message for any administration, and not the right pattern that any administration need to set. And I'm sure, I hope, that they learn quite a bit from my situation. I'm just so happy that the tape was there, where at Acorn, you know, they didn't have a tape to try to show what was done. My tape was there. And in addition to that, I had spent all of my life working for fairness to everyone. And that's why the white farmer could step forward to say what I did. I didn't ask him. I didn't go looking for him. They saw what was happening and stepped forward. So, you know, I say, especially to young people, when you do the right thing, see, they didn't know that when that blogger chose me, he didn't know me and my work. He set out to destroy me, but he didn't know what I had done. And obviously, the administration didn't know either. They learned a lot. They learned a lesson with my situation that I hope they'll remember and use in the future.
So after winning your case over and proving that the video was misconstructed, you were offered another position at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and you declined it. Does that have to do anything with the forgiveness of the government who didn't stand by you?
No, I declined that position because of, for many reasons. But one, if you look back at statements that were made by the Secretary of Ag, at one point he said there would always be the perception that I would not fairly implement the programs of the agency. Now, you just learned the truth. So why would you make that kind of statement? And then I had been out there for years and years working, seeing tricks being played, and I knew the other question was, why were they asking me to come to work in Washington and not just send me right back to the state office where I was? In fact, I asked him that when I went up to tell him I would not accept the position they were offering. I said, why is it? I said, now, I didn't do anything wrong, but why didn't you offer me my old position back at Rural Development? And he said, well, you can have it. But see, I know and you know that's not an offer of a position. They were not genuine. They just wanted to get me there where they could keep tabs on me. And my prediction is after about 2 or 3 months, they would have said, well, this is not working out, and it would have been all over.